that dirty old Mr. T bitch still over there?
No.
Or is she rotated?
No.
No, some old Fagula.
I guess we should be quiet since we're getting picked up by all the different studios next to us. But I couldn't help it. We walked in. That bitch's hair was frightening. She looked like Simon Phoenix.
I don't know.
With the worst dye job.
I've learned to just put out everyone in the fucking hallways.
Yeah, well, the
she
hallways
was right there in
thing.
The window.
The people in the studios, though, can bitch and
well,
be
we
like,
were
I
playing?
Was actually doing... No. Well, she looked a little cross, but I mean, again, she might have just been cross because look at her. Like, she has to get dick looking like that. It can't be easy. Oh, you wanted a dirty show, Will. We got
I completely
show.
Missed her.
You missed that hobgoblin that occupied
no.
the studio next to us?
I was upset about the other one having the balls to come over here and complain.
It wasn't balls. He was trying to get his audio done. I've gone over and complained to Black Napoleon like 15 times, and he's had musical accents.
Yeah, but that's the correct direction of the colors.
Exactly.
This reversal of tide is no good.
He needs to come over hat in hand.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm trying to record the latest R&B sensations.
Mr. Papa.
Mr. Papa, sir.
Mr. John.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You can't speak this last name up on your colored tongue.
Oh,
my God. Well, I guess we'll do the intro early. It's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Full House. Co-host is Allison Frank, who you're used to.
Ta-da.
Oh.
Then there's
Oh, Frank was there.
Yeah. Then there's host cuckold Will Papa Giorgio, who's been ousted, but is back to actually do a little show. Will, what's up, man?
Not much.
And Will is here with his bandmate, Justin Tenpenny.
Hello.
Yes, bringing the
thunder.
Rexing and affecting his microphone, Justin Indeed. Tenpenny, or Justin Dollar, as it were. No, it'd be 10
dime.
Cents. Justin Dime.
Yes.
I'm tired, God damn it. I'm tired and I'm doing this.
Oh,
the show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there for bad mouth, bad math. Fuck, I'm tired. It is a long day ahead of me.
Wow.
For bad math
long
and a podcast.
Day of puppeteering.
Yeah. For watching Jerry do things and having to press the record button during it. But we'll get to that later. Every Monday, every Thursday, a new episode of Papa's Basement is hosted there. You can also find the contact information for pretty much everyone. My Twitter handle, let's bring this down, at Papa's Basement for me. Allison Frank over here, Allison0N. Will, what Twitter handle do you want to plug?
Do you know what a hassa is, Frank?
Oh, my.
That's all you
can. That's all we're getting. Scarface.
Shitty Tony Montana.
No, Tom.
Not even good at it. I've never even seen it in the whole movie.
Might have been on AMC last night. I might have watched it bleeps and all.
You can reach me at Billy Basil or either of us at Grey Sky Eternal.
G-R-E-Y, because they're fancy and British. Like
exactly.
Earl Grey.
Ye old Grey.
Yes. And Justin, you got an individual one?
Justin Tenpenny on every format possible. Simple as that.
Justin Tenpenny.
Yep.
Like it sounds.
As it's spelled.
Yes. Yeah. So where are we going to go? There's a couple directions I got. We could talk about the puppet.
Did you make him hump like Howard Stern in Private Parts?
Exactly. Howdy Doody is fucking the shit out of it.
Where's Jerry's plug? Jerry's working over there. Did you give him a plug?
Jerry doesn't do social media because Jerry's actually happily married and doesn't need it as like a guy's troll for Box.
Where does he put all of his art and everything?
Jerry, what is your site? Since we're plugging everyone. He doesn't
nothing.
Have one.
So
no,
just...
that whole internet thing's a fad. It's going to go away any day now.
If you would like to see Jerry's work, exactly, send
what's
a
his address?
Self-addressed stamped envelope to his P.O. box, and he'll gladly mail you out a catalog.
Oh,
no. Well, Will, did you want to do the band interview first? Because I do have some band interview questions. This is Will's band, my brother, Grey Sky Eternal. They do the intro song that you hear every episode because I used to have Ace of Spades, but Lemmy could sue me, and it's a good song anyhow.
I mean, I didn't expect to be interviewed. I just
oh, really? Well, I
wanted to get our YouTube clips and get out.
Oh, okay. Well,
use you like the pump you are.
Well, I think you're about to get used because I didn't actually do show prep, which is already coming
no,
out.
No, like, I don't want to like
I wrote
fuck your shit. You can if you want.
Oh, the show's fucked.
We can just
don't
roll.
Worry. It's okay. Fucked. It's a sloppy mud hole. Right now.
All right.
Oh, man.
Because all I got, I can talk about the fact I lost my wallet
you're
from
the
top of my car.
And, or wait, was it? I'm the pilot and you're my navigator. So that would be backwards. So never mind.
I like to choose your own adventure format. I lost my wallet from the top of my car and had to track it down on the highway.
Yeah, that sounds retarded. Let's go with that.
All right. I That'll be the opener. This is the worst thing I've done. I brought in the car, if you remember, the tree fell on it.
Yes.
Because Maria might not take care of the trees in front of the house, and it rotted and crushed my car.
It's just so weird because, like, 2 days before, it might have been raining, it might not have been, but, like, one of your cars was parked under there. I think it was yours. I was just like, that don't look good. Like, it just looked like you parked in the fucking, like, rainforest exhibit at the zoo. Like, this shit was on
the branches,
your car.
Yeah, it was almost like a weeping willow, but it wasn't.
It's a maple or some shit. I don't know.
But the thing is, like, 2 days before that, too, he had said, man, this tree out front's really got to go. I mean, he said to me as we were going in the door. So.
When you're parking on the street.
Did I say that? Or
and the tree whose roots are prescient. Like at least 10 feet away from you.
Yeah.
And the fucking leaves are literally brushing and scraping the top of your car. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. And of course, our mom's solution is to put a Band-Aid on AIDS. So she's like, why don't you just trim those branches that are hanging on top of the cars? I don't want the cars scratched. Oh, ho, ho.
The worst part was when I walked out, when I was like going home, like I saw it and I was just like, that looks a little lower than usual. Like, I really didn't want to believe it happened. Because it was like, the whole tree didn't fall over, right?
No,
it was just like
just
a
half.
Massive branch.
It's literally, this thing was like the hand of someone getting tortured in Nam. And like every couple of months, they just pulled off another finger. Like, it was a healthy tree. And then I think wind or lightning hit it at one point, and it lost like a big chunk of itself. And then 2 years later, after some rot had set in, that blizzard, remember when we had like two blizzards in a row? Yeah, that popped it and it fell on the house. But because
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Did it fuck up the roof?
Somewhat, I suppose. But it was like snowy and pillowy, so it was kind of protected. Like, just dumb luck.
Yeah.
The luck.
And she wouldn't cut it down at that point?
No, at that point it was still fine. At that, we just wanted to see it rot away more.
Is it because Dad planted it? Is that the whole reason we're holding on to this fucking disaster waiting to happen?
I do know, I'm sure it is. I'm sure there was no, what sounds like farting?
Sorry, I'm moving.
Oh, okay. His chair. Just keep going. I don't think it picks up that much, but it.
I heard.
It sounds like a little mouse squeaking. Yeah, there's so much to the house that is bizarrely motivated by like our dead dad, who has been since sainted.
Yeah.
Has, you know, touched it, interact like his closet. He passed away in 2001. His
closet. The spot in the wall he punched in. There's no temple to remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that like yesterday.
That was the best thing.
That was the demo as to what would happen to your head if you didn't quit fucking with him.
Yeah.
Fist goes through it.
It was just so brilliant. It was the best display I've ever seen because it was like the end of a long day, if I recall. Because I always give him credit. He was out the door, 6:30 or some shit?
I don't remember much from my childhood.
Yeah.
It's all
suppressed.
Kind of blocked away.
He would go out, I want to say 6:30 in that range. He was up at 5. Comes back 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And first thing is our shrill harpy of a mom. Like,
that I can't fucking imagine. She tries to do that shit to me.
Exactly. Like, I'll have days where I literally did nothing but whack it 4 times and she comes in and the fucking siren starts. And even then I'm like, I want to slit your wrists and put you in a warm tub.
No, it's like the fucking Chris Rock bit.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Let me get my fucking foot in the door first before you start. Like, let me take a shit.
13
let me do
hours.
Something.
Yeah, my dad getting kidney stones.
But in her defense, she is taking something for her anxiety, so it is going to come down.
Has she started finally?
Yeah, and
I
actually, she was
much of a difference.
She actually did take it down a notch the other day after she had taken it, because when we came back, she wasn't asking.
Yeah, but
about
has she taken it since? She's the queen of like.
I know.
I'm gonna try.
That pill wasn't working immediately.
It's just always back to old habits.
She loves old habits.
No change.
They're a warm blanket.
Reversion to habit.
But it really did take the edge off. So
but just that one time.
I'd put money on the fact that, yeah, that's the one and only time she's taken it.
Oh, that's too bad.
We need to just grind it up.
Well, you should encourage her and tell her how much more mellow she was. I mean, I can tell her because
she doesn't give a fuck about anybody besides herself. She cares what other people think.
She does, but in this like weird way that's like easy for her.
If you remind her that her hair is going to come out in hunks, then maybe she'll be
able to do it. No, that's because of the Vagifem.
I know, but I'm saying if you do that, but stress can do that as well.
What? But it was more the Vagifem she's taking.
Why do you
for
just
her, for her elbow.
Say that?
Yes, right. 10 milligrams of Vagifem.
Quit.
What is Vagifem?
Like I said, it's for a sore elbow.
Are you serious?
Vagifem is for the pussy, I'm guessing.
All right. Yeah, that was a giant coincidence. Because she does have a sore elbow, doesn't she?
It's Vagifem, chemical name Pussy Cunt Cream. Oh.
Will's face is enough.
But I really, as I get older and I realize I am my father's son more and more, and I get closer to him in age, I can't imagine what it was to come home 13 hours. Lord knows he was never getting any, right? Well, that was just a sexless marriage.
Oh, from her?
No, no, yeah.
I would hope not.
No, oh no, I don't.
I mean, they had condoms in the bedroom drawer or whatever.
But I don't think the count ever changed. I would just, when I was a kid, I'd pull them out.
Well, it's probably me to whack into a woman like 12
exactly.
years old.
Oh, yes.
I did that once or twice. I was too lazy to get tissues. I was like, I want to see how this works.
Yeah, that strange period in your life where condoms actually a welcome new sensation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you remember?
Not the fucking thing that'll make you turn down sex.
Yeah.
I think you should be I think you should get out. I think the door's that way, bitch. Take your fucking diseaseless ass out of it.
Oh, my.
No, you're totally, the condoms back before computer porn, everyone had like a sex drawer. And it had like your fucking porn mags, your condoms, lube, whatever. And so our old man, you would open this sex drawer, and so you'd see the condoms and almost associate it with getting some. Well, and so condoms back then, or they were brown Trojans, if I recall. Yeah.
Or like that weird yellowish orange.
Yeah, color, well, the wrapper was brown, and you'd open it. And then it would be like an earwax yellow to the actual rubber. I wonder if he thought we were just like fucking each other with them or something.
I don't feel good.
Or stealing them because we wanted a baby brother. I remember the one time that chick, I don't know if she's lying or what, called into Don and Mike because they're talking about like the worst thing you ever did.
Yeah.
And I forget how the arrangement was, but she was saying like if her parents had another kid, it would somehow equate to her getting her own room. And not having to share with a sibling.
Uh-huh.
So she poked holes in like her dad's condom.
Oh. Jesus. Sure enough,
Which, if you're opening a condom wrapper, wouldn't you notice a bunch of pinholes in it?
They do that. They're these Japanese fuck hotels. I forget what they're called, but they're like by the hour. And they have condom dispensers in there.
Where, here?
No, in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Where is it?
You're like, what's the hourly fee?
I thought it was like one of those weird hotels, like down 29. That one up on the hill.
No, what? Just a little prostitute hotel?
I don't know. It just looks like a fucking space
motel.
Speaking
of which, for Xmas.
What?
Some whores. Okay. Let's take the plunge.
Well, didn't you say you stayed there with Stank Cunt?
Where?
It's like kind of across from Hooters or like near Fairfax High School. It's like that weird motel like up on the hill.
Oh, all the Dirty Bang hotels?
I guess.
Jerry and Carly actually used to
Jerry's
frequent them.
Jerry's nodding yes.
Yeah. There's like one called The Skipper's Delight or something. It has just the fucking big captain's wheel in the
front. What, are they like hourly with a fucking like heart-shaped hot tub from fucking Dumb and Dumber?
I think they're, 5 an hour. And then on the weekends between midnight and 6 a.m., they're probably like 42. They go up. They gouge you.
Oh, my.
But, God, where the hell were we? That's what I miss about these old shows. We would just ramble and ramble and ramble.
Oh, we should.
Just like old people talking, but with young voices.
Dead condoms. Condoms.
Well, yeah.
We
would take out the
sex
condoms.
Sex drawer.
Anxiety drugs.
No, that was before.
Well, I mean, initially it was about me fucking up and getting my wallet flying off the top of my car.
Condoms, though.
Condom masturbation.
Oh, the Japanese fuck hotels. Anyhow.
That was 2 seconds ago. How did you forget that? Jesus Christ.
I'm
condoms with holes in them in these things.
Yeah, the patrons will play a practical joke, and pretty much it's like a rite of passage. You pinprick all the condoms there, and you're not supposed to use them, but every so often, like, some dumb shit walks in.
Wait, how do you pin? Like, aren't they in a fucking locked dispenser?
No,
they're
like
in a candy dish.
Yeah, it's something more like that. Yeah,
like at the STD clinic, it's like in a fishbowl. You should reach in.
Well, my STD clinic, they give them to me in a paper bag, like fucking hooch.
Like your lunch to go.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a pamphlet of like how to put a condom on your penis.
Yeah,
and these are STDs, and then a bag of shitty Lifestyles condoms
and some mints.
God, Lifestyles are the worst. Is there a worse condom than Lifestyles?
No, they're all equally bad.
No, I found a couple I'm okay with, man. The Skin by, who does those? It's not
Skin.
Lifestyles. Yeah, it's like spelled like
Skin,
S-K-Y-N, like Wyvern or something. No, it's a subset of someone else's, like Cheek, maybe? I don't know. Fuck. Yeah, those were livable. Oh, condoms are miserable. Like, they're
that's
bad.
Middle school shit. That's child's play. Too old for that nonsense.
Well, how do you determine if you're doing all your running up raw? How do you determine if a chick's okay?
If the bitch is coughing, don't fuck her.
Jesus
only fuck
Christ.
The ones that cough. You got the Full Metal Jacket advice wrong. Half of them are serving officers, the other half have DB.
Oh no, did they look sick? Gangly?
Yeah, well, you have the old army protocol. You're supposed to put lemon juice on your fingers and then
yeah, because that
check
will hurt.
Their oil.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah, that was like what they taught you in the day. That's what they taught the doughboys
oh,
overseas.
My.
Yeah, that's a way to make a pussy drop mighty quick.
Yeah, so
some fucking rip acid.
It. It's like sex African style where they're just really trying to transmit AIDS.
Oh, God.
The things they do in that country where they just like wedge newspaper in a chick's cunt like it's a gerbil's cage. To
wow.
dry it out because they like the friction.
Oh.
And then they wonder why their AIDS rate is like 108%.
Does that make your dick ashy?
I don't
That's how you get a hand job with sandpaper, you know?
I mean, these are the people who fucking knock a woman's clit off with a rock. So I'm not sure why we're acting surprised by this.
Exactly. Oh, and they go with witch doctors and shit to cure the
fucking
hymns.
Stitch it up with yarn. Here you go, honey.
They are horrible. So back to my wallet.
Stick some twine in her cunt.
Speaking of wallets.
Yeah. Black pussy.
There you go. I was putting that one up for Will to grab. So I put it, I was actually talking to Allison about the show.
Yeah.
And I was so animated and worked up that I forgot to put my wallet into the center console.
Yeah.
Because the assholes who fixed my car, see, it's all coming together now. It's like the fucking end of
Seinfeld episode.
There you go. It's
all the interweaving lines.
It's like Larry David produced this episode.
The moment when Kramer becomes the pimp and the Technicolor dream coat and everything
I'm not
else
a pimp.
Falls into place.
The best part of that scene is the black guy who has no words. He's just like,
oh, he's grooving.
Yeah, doing the you fly, dude.
He looks like one of the guys in the background of DJ stage in Street Fighter 2. Some guy with dreads.
I was going to say, like the guy in the diaper from P-Funk, but close enough. Yeah, so they fuck up my center console during the repairs, so now it's flapping up and down like an old lady's
oh,
pussy
like
lips.
Broke the
Yours
lock?
Is, too?
They broke it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought
Did
it was
tell?
The visor.
Yeah, okay. And it had been previously broken, but I fixed it with glue that has lasted 3 years. So they're like, wait a minute, it was previously broken? I'm like, God damn it.
We should have said that.
I didn't. They found the little glue on the tab.
Residue.
They got real fucking forensic about it real fast. They're like, wait a minute. I smell old brake on this.
I did that when I returned my last car. I broke the gear shift because one of my OCD things is like kind of push on the parking brake, almost like it's a stick shift when I'm driving.
Uh-huh.
I was pushed down on it, and the fucking cheap like Honda plastic just snapped. And you gave me that super glue shit, which didn't work for shit. Like, it was just horrible. That epoxy or whatever.
It's epoxy. It works. Trust me.
Well, I mean, it worked well enough to hold it together for 2 seconds when I returned the car like 5 minutes before the dealership closed. My signature move. They don't notice anything. Like, yeah, it's fine. I do the same thing with rental cars because I always fuck them up.
That was when I would return like broken shit to Best Buy, walk in at 8:58, just being, wait a minute.
I lucked out. Like one time when a deer hit me or whatever, mm-hmm. and I had a rental and some fucking...
Well, technically you hit the deer.
True. But I was on the phone with Justin actually, like, or right before, this fucking drunk piece of shit because there's two bars right next to my gym, backed into my uninsured rental car.
Yeah.
And my car was black. His was white. He left these streaks on it. He goes a little bit and then stops. And, you know, at that point, I'm already just, like, memorizing the plate number.
Mm-hmm.
And then the motherfucker just takes off. And so I call the 911, and I just recite it over and over because I know they recorded it.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, I'm like, you know, it's blah, blah, blah.
You're like, this jig drove off in plate.
And I think it was Persian or something.
Oh.
Even sneakier.
Oh, even worse.
I know.
Yes. I love how just anything's even worse. It was actually an Eskimo. Fucking
the worst
seal
part is like
a,
apparently I guess this piece of shit bought this car used.
Yeah.
And never changed the title or something. So it was registered to someone like in Chesapeake, Virginia or something. Or someone, and maybe it could have been the guy, I don't know, but they're like, or no, it was registered a different car. Like there was something sketchy. Because I was like, all right, it's champagne or silver color. It's like, it's something else.
Gives a shit. You've got the car. I get the feeling that if that car ran a fucking traffic camera,
money could be made from it. They'd find
a way to find that plate too sweet.
Or if it hit a cop car, exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, well, since it's not $1,000 in damage, I was just like, I hate cops. Like, you are all pieces of shit.
Not $1,000. I'm sorry, that's the marker.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you just lost $850 in cash, you're just like, nah.
Yeah. When that happens, I used to call the cops, but now I would just get involved.
Unless you're a woman, which I've hit a cop before, and I've gotten off, so that's
fine. Really?
In his cruiser, and I just clipped him. And he was. And
I was on 29 once.
I'd have a nightstick in my urethra. Reach whoa. Let's not use that language on this show.
Anyway, the black guy, he hits the side of my girlfriend's car with, with a bat.
Wait, what?
With a bat. It's like a cane, like a homemade cane. But you know,
oh, like he was walking?
He was driving a car.
Just
and he
waving
smacked,
his cane outside.
That's a cane that doubles as a bat.
What's wrong with his car's wheels that it needs a cane?
You know what I'm saying?
Do you have like a Jew detector app on his iPhone?
I don't know. Anyway,
he smells one. Boom.
He smacks the shit out. We come up to him at a red light after he did that, and I ask him, I said, "Sir, do you realize that you just hit us with the cane?" And he goes, "What the fuck are you going to do about it?" And wow, he literally said that. And I asked Jessica to chase him, and I didn't have a firearm.
Hey, girlfriend, run after that black man.
I mean, she was driving, and I didn't have a firearm at that time.
Oh, I just pictured it.
So couldn't you snap a picture when you were out of the car? Or you
I had the license plate. I called the cops. They went to his house. They said he wasn't there, but they wouldn't do anything. It would have to be civil lawsuit.
Yeah, everything's your responsibility.
Because he didn't throw an item out of the car. If he would have thrown the stick at me.
What the fuck does he have a cane just hanging out of the car
for? Wait, I can have like Ben Hur spikes on my wheels.
Obviously,
and, like,
this
as
is
long as they don't shoot out like an episode of Mask.
If they're creating less than $1,000 worth of damage and they're not being thrown at you, because then that becomes a missile or some
Lord.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, changes. But they'll fucking give you 2 years in prison if you toss a cup out the window. Because that's
weapon.
A missile, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If I, you know,
the
that,
fuck
if
world
like that
do we live
again,
in?
I'm not going to call the cops. I'm just
throwing a cup lands you in the pokey.
I just want to.
But some fucking coolie, like having a cane, like just sticking out of his car, wrecking other people's shit. That's acceptable.
Yep. Tapping along to the latest Bobby Womack record. I'm up on my black music.
Oh, my. Now you sound like your
Lyman.
Mom.
Really?
Want to talk about your one black friend, too?
No. Leave Rich out of this. So back to what it all started
wallet.
With. My wallet. Yeah. I'm talking to Allison. We're planning the show. You can hear how planned it is, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We planned the shit out of the show while I'm filling my gas. I can't put it in my center console because it's just flapping back and forth. Anything I put in the thing goes flying out. Yeah. So, of course, I leave my wallet on top of the car.
Wait. You have like those push things. Is that what you're talking about? Like a glasses case, like where you push it and then it ejects automatically?
It's like a little stupid tab on a pivot. It's literally, it looks like a dinosaur's tooth.
Yeah, but are you talking about like the armrest? Where you,
yes, yes.
What do you care if it doesn't lock or not?
Because it flops around like
yeah.
a fucking like old cock
thing.
On a trampoline.
Yeah.
Like even like you just accelerate and it'll fly open?
Yes.
I don't or know if the laws of physics would work that way, but okay.
I don't actually know
mine
if that
happens. Mine isn't
seated. I know I leave my
yeah,
arm
I just,
on it all
I
the time, so it just pivots right up underneath
I
it.
Can't see like what kind of inertia would make it just fucking fly open.
I don't drive like an old puss. My 07 Elantra gets some miles to it, buddy.
I drive like a piece of shit. I still can't imagine that, but okay.
So I just leave the wallet on top like a fucking shit for brains.
That's a more sensible hiding place.
I took it out, you know, looked, I was admiring the new paint. I was like, look how glittery it is, like fucking nail polish then I get in the car.
They do good work.
It was great. Yeah, Chantilly, what is it called?
Craftsman.
Craftsman Auto Body.
That's like how they detail the car, too.
It looks pretty.
Because that's the only time you're ever going to fucking clean the interior.
Oh, it's
when your car
smelled,
gets wrecked.
It smelled like a Nazi scientist cleaned my car with Zyklon B. I'm pretty sure I have like kidney cancer
smell.
Just from sniffing that shit. But I go from, it's the one in the mall next to Brookfield. You know what I mean? That little strip mall. Right there.
Fucking Latino square.
Exactly, yeah. But it's got the only gas pump that doesn't ask you 18 questions before you actually get to your gas.
Why the fuck do you have to answer whether or not you want a receipt now?
Credit or debit, receipt, are you an A-plus rewards member, and do you want a car wash? I want none of the fucking above. That's why I go to the hoodiest gas stations ever.
That place, the gas is good, because like back when gas first spiked, you know, below what it is now,
yeah, they
have. I used to monitor gas mileage, like, their gas seems to be better and their rates seem to be good. So I
like
that
it.
Place.
Yeah.
It's close to mom.
And it's a shitty one. They don't bug you about rewards.
No.
It's not it doesn't have the car wash. So it's like you just boot up the little gas dispenser, the pump as it's called.
No, their entire business is fucking eggplants going up there at 2 a.m.
For cools, yeah.
Or no, to get fucking blunts.
Oh, yeah.
We don't like, say eggplants.
Their entire profit margin is just blunt sales.
But yeah, you
it's always people walking up there on foot.
It's true, yeah.
Like, if I was working at that gas station, I'd be nervous anytime someone approached me on
foot. Yo, can I get a Snapple
foot.
And Skittles? Sorry. Easy. He got it.
I got it, too.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, but literally you walk up and the pump just says, please don't drive away without paying. And then you actually pay the money and the pump is happy.
I like sheets where they have the picture of the state trooper like giving you the stern finger. Like,
yeah.
If you drive without paying, you fucking lose your license, get a year in prison or whatever the fuck.
I miss the days when cameras weren't rampant. Like, to this day, there was newspaper class, and it was just me and a bunch of delinquents that somehow are doing newspaper. It sounds like a brainy kid
before
class.
Like digital technology. Yeah,
we just sat
there.
People
want to fucking erase tape and constantly get new tape.
Not to just delve deep into the stereotype pool, but it was me and this brother who was like my friend in class, and we would just discuss like the places you could pull away fastest from to fill up and dash like
You've
down
done that?
50. I have not. The black guy was detailing every pump he'd ever done it to. And to be fair, a couple of blonde white women, and that's the whitest kind of woman, they were saying where they had stolen gas from, too.
I never stole gas, but I actually drove away without paying before, but then I went back.
But then you batted your eyelashes, and they were like,
I actually got all the way home, and I was panicked.
What, you just didn't realize it?
Yeah, I just just pumped up and
left. Was the pump actually hanging from your gas tank?
No, but I got all the way home, and then I went all the way back, and they didn't even know. They were like, it was at a Sheetz, and they have like 9,000 cans.
That's like when people hand me money. Like when they mean to pay me 60 and they'll hand me 80 because they went to the ATM and they get those 20s that stick together.
I love those 20s.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I guess you meant to tip me then. Like, I'm going to fucking
tell. I never do.
When I first started doing this job, maybe I would have told them. That was fucking 22 years old. I've learned my lesson.
Oh, the absolute best is you go to Whole Foods.
Did
like
you
one
mean
of their-
to write the check for that much?
Yeah. One of their like 20 internal restaurants. I can't tell you how many times I've ordered like five things and they'll ring up three. You just order them at like staggered points. And sometimes they don't even fill in the rest of the ticket. And they're like, okay, you have 18 plates in front of you, but I'll ring you up for your one beverage. You're like, okay,
dude,
let's
I got
do that.
Actively angry when I was at Target a couple weeks ago and like, I put all my shit up and I guess something slipped down through that child seat or something.
Yeah.
And I was on my way out.
Oh, and they caught you?
Yeah. He's just like, did you pay for that? I was like, I assume so. I went through the fucking checkout line. Like, if the bitch didn't catch it.
How
like,
dare you, sir?
I didn't go back.
You actually had to pay for an item that you didn't pay for? My Lord.
I was out. That is your employee's fault for not fucking noticing. How about
but
you scold
did.
Her?
They did. So.
I mean, he did, not the cashier. Like. The fucking loser.
God damn,
checkout
how
guy.
Dare he do his job?
I yeah, know, right?
Fuck it. You want to let it go? It's like some fucking $5 piece of shit. I don't even remember.
So you weren't just shoving flat screens in the bottom of the cart?
But I think I was telling her recently about this time me and Maureen like went through McDonald's or something.
Uh-huh.
And she just wanted like a cheeseburger or some shit. And we pull up and they just give us $20 worth of food, man. I fucking just took off instantly.
Of course. It's like flinging half of it at the window.
I don't care if you got your cheeseburger or not. We just got like an entire Latin family's meal.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Oh,
like, think I'm going to correct them? Be like, oh, I just ordered a 59
Sometimes
cent
it
cheeseburger.
Is more trouble if you do try to correct the person and you'll be like, oh, I think you gave me too much money. And then they argue.
No, especially
with you
if there's a
whatever.
Line.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know what? I probably literally got $3 worth of item.
They did this whole episode years and years ago, 100 million years ago, from Gomer Pyle, where he goes to a payphone.
Did you really see that live? Are you that old?
No. Yes, I am.
That was just an honest question. I mean.
Anyhow, he goes to a payphone.
What was it like seeing Jack Ruby?
Oh, you're talking about Gomer Pyle. I thought you were talking about like 100 million years ago.
No.
It's like, that's just mean.
No, she's not a fucking desiccated corpse in the African desert.
Wasn't that in the 60s?
I think so.
Oh, it was just rerun when you were
yeah,
there.
Yeah. And he goes to a payphone, and the payphone, he puts in a dime, but then all these coins shoot out, and he's got like this pillowcase.
Golly, Sarge. Better not share it with the Jews.
But the whole
they start attacking me in this phone booth, like the fucking Birds and Alfred Hitchcock movie. That's probably called Birds, but I don't really remember the Crows. What's it called?
Anyhow.
It's called Birds.
Okay. The Bird.
The whole episode is him trying to return the money. And
just
it was
Jews
more
like
than
pawing at the phone booth like 28 days later. Coins.
Oh my goodness. This is horrible. Bad.
Wait, was Hogan a Jew?
That's a different show.
Yeah, the Hogan's Heroes.
And Hogan would have been in a different camp.
Wait, what the hell?
What
is
Gomer Pyle? Oh,
he was on the Andy Griffith Show, and then
he was like, "Golly!"
Then he went to some
dipshit on a military base.
Then he went to basic training. And,
yeah.
Oh, Hogan's so Heroes. Wait, Gomer Pyle's like cops in like some shitty town or something?
No, it's a spinoff from Andy Griffith Show.
Gomer Pyle was like on a military
How
base,
does
right?
Justin know? Yeah, that's correct.
I'm fucking
Justin's from the
off.
South. They had four channels until like 98.
No, my parents did watch that shit every day almost. Like Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, wait, explain this to me.
I like intellectual humor.
Isn't Andy Griffith... yeah. My lips are too dry to whistle. Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that some like little fagel with a fucking fishing pole?
Yeah, he's walking like Ron Howard to get fucked in one of those like outhouses with the crescent on the front.
So what the hell does that have to do with concentration camps?
That Nothing. Doesn't. That's Hogan's Heroes.
And what's
Well, you didn't see any Jews in Mayberry, did
wait,
you?
Was was Gomer Pyle in Hogan's Heroes?
No.
They're not related.
No.
Oh.
But Andy Griffith and Gomer Pyle are.
Okay, so I'm just thinking Gomer Pyle was a soldier because of Full Metal Jacket, though.
No, Gomer
he
Pyle
was a soldier.
Was a soldier.
Jesus Christ. All right, dude, all right. Andy Griffith Show, right? Gomer Pyle's in town. He works at the gas station.
Yeah.
Then he ends up going to basic training. It's a spinoff show.
Yeah.
He becomes.
And he's just like a buffoon soldier.
Fucking yes. Gomer Pyle. And then they make fun of Correct. Him and fuck with him. And he's a
retard. Who's the main character in Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan.
Yeah.
Colonel Hogan.
That would make sense.
And his heroes. Right. Yeah, they were in a Nazi Clank. POW.
But the reason he knows
camp.
Him probably because he did all those snuff films and he was supposed
you
to be
do
a
snuff
sexual...
films. Yeah. Snuff films are murder films.
Or that's what they
Bob
he,
Crane did not murder people on
he,
film.
There, he was
and
into
Bob
this
Crane
murder
was Hogan.
Murder thing.
I've watched Autofocus 30 fucking
and he's
times.
Dead.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
There
Bob
was a
Crane
murder.
Was into filming himself
yeah.
fucking a million other broads.
Yeah. And then his buddy's like,
but then
like
somebody
Huey
died.
Lewis in the news.
Yeah. And they theorized that one of the like 16 million chicks he fucked,
yeah.
her husband wasn't cool with it and like murdered him.
Oh, I
or
see.
Her.
No, he got killed.
Yeah,
oh. Bob
dead.
Crane's death to this day is a mystery.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. he's great because he's completely sex addicted. He's like the yes. only character in a movie I've ever related to.
Oh,
because,
the
like,
end.
He thought, like, he could have a happy marriage. He had one marriage.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking, it's Tom Hanks' wife. And he's banging Tom Hanks' wife. And then he's
the
just cheating on her.
Like a real
Rita
life?
Wilson or whatever. Yeah.
yeah.
Look, he's banging that. And he starts cheating. And eventually he has to get remarried.
Mm.
And he marries the hot piece of ass, Siegfried Valis from Hogan's Heroes. And she's like cool with him fucking around.
Yeah.
Like she's that down for him. She's like, I know you got to go out there and tomcat. But then he somehow starts like fucking around even beyond the limits she'll allow. Like he's literally not fucking her at this point. So even she has to leave.
That's
even
the way
this,
it works.
This is a woman who was like okay with a one-way open marriage. Like how much better can it get?
Mm.
Yeah, none more better.
Why would you want to have sex with the same
if
woman
she can
more
cook
than
and
once?
Clean.
Well, you would just throw her a dick once in a while to keep the arrangement going.
Once a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like fucking just polish up your knob with that doctor's brown alcohol bottle and like the cotton swab, clean off the other germs.
Sex is like weed. Like it's good the first time, it's all right the second time, and it stinks from there on out.
For the rest of your life. Yeah.
So you need to constantly move on to other
drugs.
It
is true, yeah. It's just like you get this random every so often, you're like, this is why I enjoyed this act to begin with.
Yeah, well, it's like with some hot new bitch. Not just like, oh, it's you.
Even man. Then, even, I mean, yeah, it does.
I'd like to be able to open my eyes, but I can't. I have to imagine someone else.
I always like it. I will say that. I just cannot fuck chicks I am not immensely physically into. I'm like a dog that ate people food. And for the rest of its life, its owners are like, no, here's your Alpo. And it's like, I smell Papa
well,
John's.
That's all
fuck
guys,
you.
Though.
No, oh, there's so many guys out there just like, I need to get my wick wet.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah. I really can't. I really like.
I thought you meant like they'd actually find him attractive like emotionally or some bullshit like that.
No, what is this? The fags hour? Come on.
No, I never got that either. Like fucking pig sticking where it's just like, oh, well, it was something.
So you don't fuck raggedy bitches even if you
I mean, I do
weeks.
Once in a while, but I'll never like seek it out. It'll have to just like be on me like a bad funk.
Well, I don't think anyone's like seeking it
and
out.
And then you just succumb. No, there are guys who are like, oh, it's like fucking closing time.
Just
yeah, let's pull what we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, the 11:59.
Yeah, but that's not like they were working on some like fat piece of shit from like 10 p.m. on.
No,
something.
I mean it's like life. You start with lofty aspirations, but then
as your opportunities narrow down,
exactly.
You take what you can get.
Exactly. I wanted to be an astronaut, but I work in this cubicle. It's that. It's the pussy equivalent of that.
Life is a series of compromises. What is that, from the fucking Larson pork product?
Yes. There's the Spanish guy playing the Nordic lad from the old promotion.
What, asked him how he ended up there?
Yeah. He just says, life is a series of compromises. Show is so good.
All right. Back just to the me wallet. And him got that, but okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a show for us by us FUBU. FUBU, motherfucker.
Was it ever determined exactly what that meant?
For us by us.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't just some like,
determined
stupid
right
here.
No, that was legit.
And FIFA was... Wait, or Adidas is supposed to be All Day I Dream About Soccer.
I doubt that. Okay. Oh, All Day I Dream About Soccer. It could be that. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't think it was the corn song, the sex. Yeah.
And BBK stands for
the end.
Yes.
The end.
Big black corn dog.
They always stunk.
Who, corn?
I never liked them. I don't know.
I'm not going to act like I was above corn.
See, like other shit, like I didn't like alternative music when it was popular, like STP and Alice in Chains.
What? You didn't like STP and Alice in Chains?
Not when they were big. I got into them like 98 once that was going
on. I mean, don't get me
like,
wrong. During that safe. Time, no, STP was seventh grade for me.
Yeah, but you're probably like, it's not metal, it's gay.
I hadn't discovered hating music because it wasn't metal enough yet. Oh. So early on, I did have a copy of Core and I played the shit out of it. By the end of the year, I was buying like Anthrax and Megadeth and lighting off fireworks under my fucking Green Day and Offspring CDs, being like, that's faggot shit.
Dude, faggot I really shit. Liked Korn in middle school, man. As soon as I heard the bagpipes and...
I never
shit, I was
horrible scat rapper.
I like Twist. Like, that was kind of cool.
It sounded like you fucking turned on your car. Yeah.
And got
a cat
the life.
Fell asleep on the engine, got sucked into the goddamn.
Like, got the life when it came out. I liked kind of. It's like you knew it was going to be big. Like, you had no idea it would be
cartoon,
that fucking big.
Shit.
Oh, God, that was so big.
Dude, they had to take it off TRL because it kept winning.
Really?
It was like 50 weeks or 100 weeks or something. It's probably like we just.
Oh, they do the retirement?
Yeah, it's just like we can't have this be the fucking number one song
every
for
day,
all eternity.
Forever.
And that's how it's like you know the music business is in trouble because it's like they were really the closest thing to like the next Metallica or Nirvana. Like it would have had to be Korn as far as like. A musical revolution. That's why they named the fucking album Follow the
Leader.
Oh, no,
Limp Bizkit was coming out right then, too.
But they were ripping off Korn. Korn came out before. Korn came out in 94.
Several years before.
Limp Bizkit came out in 97. They signed Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst was like Fieldy's tattoo artist or
right,
something. That's
how
they know him.
They're all connected.
So, yeah, but Korn were the first ones. And when you think of it, they weren't that original. Like, when you listen to them later, it's like, all right, it's Primus with like different vocals. Like, some guy.
Not a bad way of
saying. No, it is. The music is fucking prime. It's like the weird detuned shit, the bass, the dissonant guitar. But I don't like Primus. Most people don't, like he's a fucking phenomenal
really
bassist, but he's a weird fucking vocalist.
I don't want to say this because weirdly enough, his wife is my Facebook friend. To this day, I don't know
Les
how.
Les Claypool's wife?
Yes.
Who?
I don't remember her name. I just like she's been my Facebook friend
is
for
her
like
last
8
name
years.
Claypool?
It is. It's like Chaney Claypool or something like that. I'm trying to remember. I'll look it up right now, actually. Give me a second.
Sure.
You can talk. Let's figure this out. Talk, goddammit, talk.
I was just going, everyone should have been dead silent. Now you know
hanging.
How it feels to work under pressure.
Everyone looking in this fucking place.
Now you know.
Yeah, Chaney Smith Claypool, like to this
she
day.
She hot?
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
She have a tight cunt?
Oh,
wait,
my.
Scream
seriously?
That into the hall to hear. She's good
my.
People. But yeah,
and you have no idea how the fuck you started talking to her?
Like, all I can think is maybe,
Twitter
like, before they got married. No, I mean, like, she's been my Facebook friend since, like, day one. Like, maybe before they got married, I used to holler at her online or something.
But you don't know who the fuck she is?
No. I just literally, since Facebook day one, Les Claypool's wife, because for the longest time, I was like, oh, she's got the same name as Les Claypool. And then, like... She'd post pictures and be like, me and hubby. I'm like, that fucking looks like Les Claypool. And then I go through and yeah, there's just, it's Les Claypool's wife, man.
Does he have a horrendous mustache still?
He looks, yeah, like same. He would rape you in the woods.
Aww.
Like it's kind of gray now.
Yeah, it's just like, I could never get into them.
Their singles I really liked, but I have what, Sailing the Seven Seas of Cheese and Pork Soda. And yeah, it's
instant hits.
It was I don't know. They didn't. Yeah.
First of all, I mean, don't we all miss an era where that shit could even get released?
Yeah. I'm trying to pretend that she's still listening to the show or something. So I'm mincing words. I didn't get into the album so much as I've enjoyed their singles through the years.
What's that about Korn? It's like for that level of success to like you know, I think one of them pumped my gas on the way in here now.
Like, no, Head Welch just joined the band. They got another album.
No one gives a shit, though. Like, they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, Metallica, okay, yeah. They're not going to sell, like, a million records anymore.
They're still Metallica.
But they can still, like, play any stadium in the world. Korn is probably, like, playing behind a fucking
What venue, realistically, is a Korn playing nowadays?
I don't fucking know.
They played Jiffy Lube last year.
But that's probably part of, like, Mayhem Fest or something.
Right.
See, that's
Korn on its own would probably be like a 9:30,
if that even.
Yeah, it would be.
Maybe fucking.
They'd be easily 9:30. I think.
I guess so. Yeah, but
because they're almost verging in a nostalgia act.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like when I went to see Mayhem Fest or Uproar Fest last
Mayhem
year.
Mayhem Fest, as Pauly Walnuts would say, Mayhem.
It was it's like you see all these fucking bands that used to be big, like POD, Stained, Godsmack,
POD,
Shinedown.
No, let's just have a moment of silence for that.
They still get played on XM. I liked them, actually. Like,
I know you
did. Of all those bands, I like them the best.
Boom! Here comes the boys of the South. That's my hype-up shit. That's my workout shit.
They, I like them, too.
Yeah, it's like them,
oh,
I mean...
Oh, God, whatever sandwich Maria got me is working its way through now. Oh, shit.
But, yeah, it's just
this
what you
is
realize.
Where you thank her.
Ugh, like, fucking like Godsmack is like a classic rock act now. And what I just remember is, like, the guitarist, it used to be this fucking guinea, used to be, like, ripped. He's just all old and gray. He was wearing glasses on stage now. And he had, like, the buzz cut and beard that's the same. It just looked like Eric Clapton playing.
Ugh.
I was just like, it's the fucking guitarist from Godsmack. He doesn't care to hide his fucking gray hairs. Just wearing glasses while he's supposed to be rocking.
Fucking sweatpants.
And it was, like, the thick old man, like, thick-rimmed glasses.
God damn.
Like, it seriously looked like he should be playing fucking Tears in Heaven. Would you know my name?
I hate that song.
I have the guitar right there.
Don't play it.
Hold on, let me see how much I can remember.
No. I hate
this
song.
Little musical comedy.
When this comes on anywhere, it makes me angry.
Wasn't it from like the Rush soundtrack too? Like,
no, it was just I think he wrote it specifically for Unplugged.
Really?
Let's see if I
remember. Oh my gosh. Aww. Seriously?
I don't remember it. I remember the first few notes.
That's all John needs.
Oh wait, you gotta finger pick it.
If I killed my dead baby,
fell out a window.
Yeah,
that's fucking horrible.
I don't like that song. It doesn't make me sad.
Honestly,
it doesn't make me empathize with him.
I know, I'm not saying this to piss you off, like.
What,
that's one of my favorite solo songs by him.
Seriously, it's
even
awful.
All together.
It makes me angry.
I don't like.
It makes
any
me
want to
push a kid out a window, and I love kids.
No, you don't. You don't have any.
Cocaine. I don't. I have you too.
No, I'm going to say this. That's best song Clapton has had his hand in. Period.
Gross.
Oh, you
counting Cream and other solo shit.
Wait a minute. You've never gotten on one knee. Oh, and
no.
Strummed Beautiful Tonight for
no,
any of your girlfriends.
Layla's good.
Late in the evening.
I can just see Will
she's
with a rose in his teeth.
What clothes
no.
To wear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He
I
wants
don't
to,
feel good.
This is everything Will is not.
I remember.
He has a girlfriend he loves so much, he gets Justin to help sing Beautiful Tonight to her to melt her heart.
Oh, that's where Rima wanted that to be like a fucking prom song or whatever.
Seriously?
She would have been class president or some shit. But
beautiful or what is it? Wonderful,
wonderful
tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what
it sounds like. He's watching his wife
was.
Like getting dressed to cuckold him.
I
or
was
something.
Gonna say, yeah.
You enter the bedroom with the black
that black hand grasps you,
ringlets of hair in the sink,
his socks are still on, and then he tops you. And
terrible.
Breeds your cunt.
Ew.
That was just
fun.
We're going to
good.
A dark place, pardon the pun.
Fuck.
And your lips look so lickable tonight.
Nasty.
What?
That's gross. Plus, I hate that song, so. Well, look at Carly over there.
Oh, no.
She's losing it.
You'll fucking hurt the baby.
I plug in the camera.
Oh, my
put
God.
It on my chastity belt.
This is awful.
Play with my nipples.
Throw the key away so I can
awful.
And then he calls me white punk. And I come so hard.
This is not good. I feel ill.
My love, you've been bred so hard tonight.
Awful.
Do you want to end this one on that? I don't think you can fucking top that laugh.
No, Jesus.
It's like one of those fucking laughs you have like every few years.
You really were making the De Niro crying face by the end of that.
Yeah, I've never seen that face before.
Well, like he finds out Pesci is killed.
Yeah, just
No, like when I was in Michigan, I went to see this fucking shitty comedian and like his De Niro impression was just that fucking...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's like, it was funny because it's like, it works, you know.
It's just
the fuck
one
supposed
face, yeah.
He didn't even say anything, it was just like...
It's so limited, though. There's no depth to that.
They
like, the impression
on...
or De Niro?
No, the impression. I mean,
no,
De Niro
good
can go
at
100
shit.
Different fucking ways.
He did a really good...
It's just like, you want to hear my Silence of the Lamb impression?
Would you? Oh, wait. Is she a great big fat person?
Would you have...
What are you, about a size 14? Oh, goody.
Frederica Bimmel.
Well, that's the senator's daughter's name? Or?
I'm trying to remember. Was that the initial kill or was that the senator's daughter?
No, she was the one in the well. Yeah,
the name he said. I don't remember.
Frederica Bimmel. I'm trying to remember. I just know it's one of the two. It might have been the initial kill or I don't remember. God damn it.
It does what it is told. I don't remember those lines. It puts the lotion on its skin. It does
like the
it every
gayest
hour.
Scene in
oh, wait,
that.
Because no, that's when he does the gay voice. That's why I can't do it. I only know like the Jane Gum voice
yeah.
where he's like trying to sound straight. You mind helping me with his couch? My arm's broke. Yeah, you going first.
He just grabs her, savages her.
Well, no, he like
shoves
the couch
until
she's pinned.
Yeah.
And then just fucking like belts her three
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I know. That's what
head.
I love, the violence of that scene. You just that's hear terrible. Him come in. It fucking sounds like Sonny Liston's working her over.
Well, this awful Foley work. Like, goddamn, the Foleying in The Godfather was terrible.
What, the fake blows?
Yeah, like where it's Sonny, like, barely grazes someone. It's just like, it sounds like a fucking Batman episode. Like, paff.
Yeah.
Pow. Zing.
Curse Blum.
They might as well have had the fucking, like, pop-up words.
Well, yeah, there's always, I mean, there's that one classic swing that they parodied in The Simpsons where he stops, like, 6 inches in front of the guy's face.
And you hear it beforehand.
Well, not just that. You hear the whole punch and the guy reacts like he's getting his fucking clock cleaned. Remember when Marge beats up? And they do the same thing.
When she's on roids or whatever. Yeah. Or just starts working out.
Oh, that is a good one.
How the fuck do they do that, though?
What?
Like a fight scene. Like, how do you make it look convincing? Is it stuntmen, like, actually hitting each other?
No, the camera's, like, never exactly, like, showing point of impact type shit. You're always stopping a little bit short.
It looks fairly realistic.
Or you're pulling your punch.
I was trying to
beautiful.
Burp off camera, but... off camera, off mic.
But actually for Rocky, they did choreograph all of those things. So it was almost like learning a dance or things like
so
that. So they would come close, and they actually did land a lot of blows in those.
Here's your
things.
Rocky fact of the day.
Well, I know like Steve
the fight started in full makeup, and the makeup was removed as it went on. So they actually filmed from rounds 12 to 1.
Wait,
or
what?
No, that was like an old school fight. So it was like round 19 to 1.
Oh, they put the makeup... Wait.
Okay. It was on in layers, so like Apollo, they started filming with Apollo Creed at his most fucked up, and then they just start like pulling it off like pepperonis.
Oh, okay.
And then at the very end,
nice.
He looks
gorgeous.
Wouldn't
you sweat it off?
I don't know, man. Oh, God.
But no, I was going to say like
fart.
I don't know if you ever heard that interview with Steve Sciarippa. I don't know if it was on O&A or maybe it was fucking like Don and Mike or Mike's show.
Keep
but
going.
He was saying like
I'm working on it.
He and what's Tony's real name? James Gandolfini.
These guys
like that
serious.
Fight, they actually like not like intentionally, but they fucking hurt each other.
Oh yeah.
It was like two giant dudes like wrestling and shit.
Say, yeah, it's like but two like, seals fighting for a mate.
Because yeah, people were saying like, oh, it's such a good scene. It's like, yeah, we really got fucked up. Like we really couldn't walk the next day, like that kind of shit. So I don't know.
I think I'm gonna shit.
Ew, that's nasty. That
yeah, let's go out on that note.
Ends not with a bang, but with a whimper. With that fucking fart that escapes by your turd. Doing the old excuse me, pardon me.
Oh God, I would kill for anything escaping at this point. These works feel gummed up, son.
That's nasty.
I'd kill for a fucking trash can so I don't have to keep swallowing the same mucus and coughing it up.
Are you cleaning? Are you getting better?
I guess. I don't know.
You sound better.
Have you been sick?
I've been sick for like 2 weeks. Jesus. And fucking when I smoked after that show we played, like that was the fucking kiss of death. Like I was getting better, and then that one cigarette just, I was like 100 times worse.
I've been feeling weird since then, man.
The end.
I got the rock gut hard. Let's wrap this up, right. And then I'll try to pop one out.
Gross.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Special guest this week, Gray Sky Eternal.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening and in the D.C. area, we'll be playing with Black Veil Brides on Halloween.
That's what I'll be doing.
At Empire in Springfield, VA. It's about 10, 15 miles south of D.C. Contact us on Twitch. On Twitter for tickets. Boy. It will sell out. Oh. So if you're within driving distance of D.C., I would come. It's going to be good. It will sell out. Contact us so you can get in. It's $25 a ticket. You're not going to see them in a venue this intimate, as we'll call it, ever again.
We'll be playing the same songs we played today at Dogfish on August 31st at approximately 9:30 p.m. Thank you.
Sure.
There you go. At Gray Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y, Sky yes. Eternal, to get a hold of them. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want to listen to more of this? Why wouldn't you? Come on. Admit yeah. it. In papasbasement.com. Go there. New episode every Monday, every Thursday. It's also got all of our contact information. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Allison over here.
That's me.
A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank on Twitter.
Oh, Frank was better.
And find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Rate us positively. That gets us more traction than anything else. Except for amazing guests.
My wife's friend's Ernie the Pig.
Nick the Pig.
Nick, God damn it.
Ernie you was just the other guy. You do that every time, and he looked it up, too.
Hey, so. Ernie, want a job? Sure thing.
You'll see that piece of shit up there? I never like him.
God, I just want to watch that now. Can we do that for the night? Yeah, that's it.
It make you feel like a big man.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.